It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good evening. This is Slogging It. Not the full compliment again, because Robbo's where is he? He's probably in that dodgy bar called Isle of BJ's in Portugal. It's where he seems to land every time he goes over there. But Robbo's off with the wife and child for a few days in the sunshine. So just Eugene and I. We've had a half an hour catch up, which has been absolutely lovely. And now, no doubt, we're going to have exactly the same conversation again to share with you lot. So where do we start? Well, firstly, dear boy, how are you? Been a couple of weeks.
I'm not bad. My body's in bits after playing golf with you at the Lord's Tavern as President's Day, which was phenomenal, and then two games of cricket. So it's been a shock to the system to, I guess, swing the body in ways that it's not used to being swung.
So we should talk about the golf day. So the wonderful, well, actually, I'm going to ask your opinion. I've played there before, but talk to me about Tandridge Golf Club. What were your initial thoughts?
Well, first of all, why did they put us on the seventh tee? Because it was miles away with two massive hills. No. It was phenomenal. Really, really, really nice golf course. And considering the amount of water that we've had in the past 6 months, how dry was it? Mm. I mean, first of all, the weather held out for the day. As soon as we finished, it started chucking down during lunch, which was amazing to miss. But well manicured, greens true, decent bounce when you hit the fairway, which only hit maybe two. But yeah, very, very nice golf course and very nice company for the day with Dan Villas joining us, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, what a man. And oh my God, the easiest golf swing you'll ever see, but absolutely pumps it.
I must say, there was a bit of competition between you and him to see who could hit the ball the furthest, which was good to watch, especially on the last hole when you both unleashed it. It was, yeah.
I was trying so hard to just hit it
right as far as you.
I was trying my best so hard to hit it past him. I just lost my swing for about five holes and just kept duck hooking it left and that. But talking about swings, first swing of the day, we're on this par three challenge hole where you can pay £15 or £30. And if you hit the green, you get 12 balls. Now, it would either be, I guess, Titleist True Fields for 15 or Pro V ones. If you bet £30, don't you, to win a £50 box of golf balls. I went first, £30, just crept on the front edge, 12 Pro V ones. Up steps Eugene Berger, also £30, which I thought was brave. Now, bearing in mind, this is a 200-yard par three, first swing of the day, first swing of the year, pretty much. And you just went and knocked it on the back portion of the green for 12 Pro Vs, did you not?
I was just as surprised as you, I promise you that. I was shaping up with my little power fade that I have. And it was quite nice to see it land on the green for a change. I would think it was one of my only greens that I hit. But yeah, that was good fun.
Stunning, mate. Stunning. And actually, the three out of the four of us did hit the green. Now we won't talk about the first swing for Mr. Villas, to be fair. That, you know, that was 30 quid to the charity, so thank you very much, Dane. But yeah, a lot of fun. Beautiful golf course. Scott Wheel, the head greenkeeper, I've known him down there for a long time, and he's done a phenomenal job, like you say, considering the weather that we've had. But yeah, talk to me about cricket, because, well, stop the press. Very, very exciting Wednesday coming up this week, because you and I will get to take the field together for the first time, well, in a long time, really, isn't it?
Lord's Taverner's last game when we played at the place where I rocked up in shorts and a...
That's right, yeah. Last summer, wasn't it? To the kind of Ibiza festival-style cricket match that we played in. But you never very excited.
Yeah, that was the last time we played. But yeah, we play in the John Fisher School in Purley Croydon. And yeah, we're playing an MCC game together, which is going to be nice to get selected. I think there's two games that we're playing together this year, thanks to a little bit of skullduggery and connections of talking to people to make sure that we play together, which is nice. So yeah, that's going to be, 11 o'clock meet? That means that you're going to be leaving at 4 in the morning. I'm going to be leaving at 10:30.
Lots of driving for me. Lots of driving this week. I'm playing tomorrow at rugby school for the MCC, which I'm very excited about. The problem is, though, because obviously I've now retired from league cricket, that I'd kind of forgotten that I needed to have any cricket kit. My whites, I've basically cobbled together some whites for tomorrow because I just don't know where they are. Mid-house renovation and everything else. Yeah, my whites have basically disappeared. So, yeah, we will do. I've managed to cobble something together, so we should be okay. Right, on to far more exciting things than what you and I are up to this week, Huge. County Championship. Now, we spoke about the Kookaburra ball, did we not, in the last time we recorded a couple of weeks ago. It's funny what's kind of happened. The bowlers seem to have come alive now that they've got a Dukes back in their hand, right?
Well, I mean, when you look at rounds 1 and 2 of the County Championship, there was one result. In the two rounds, the rest were draws, and then there's been some proper cricket over round three with some very very good results coming through. I think Middlesex won in 3 days, and then there's been a handful of results that have come through today. So I get where the ECB and Rob Key were going with providing the Kookaburra to start with, because early season, it's the ball does substantially more. I don't know. I'm of the opinion the Kookaburra was good for the first two rounds because there weren't games where teams were bowled out for 150. And you saw, 4 days of cricket. Now, you might say, well, that's not good for cricket. But I suppose the contest for me was still okay. Yeah, there was a lot of runs, but... maybe that's just my batsman in me talking. I don't know.
A lot of draws, though, weren't there? I mean, I think Notts were the only side to lose in the first 2 weeks, which, and they've done well not to lose this week at Somerset, to be fair. The second innings, they did really well. Joe Clark with another 100. But, yeah, the whole Kookaburra thing, you don't want to see bowlers dominate early in the season. But then, we may have mentioned last time, like, the batsmen kind of get there going July, August, you would think, where it tends to flatten out a little bit. So yeah, I'm still a little bit on the fence with it. I don't know if there is something that is going to provide a more even contest between bat and ball that isn't a Kookaburra. So obviously in India they use the SG ball. I don't know if that has is there a kind of happy medium between the seam of a Duke and the evident lack of seam of a Kookaburra that we could use in those first two games. I don't know, because, some people have been saying, the Aussies use a Kookaburra and, everything we gear up to do is talk about the Ashes and everything. But I'm not really sure I'd buy into that, because the Aussies play on really flat, really hard wickets with a Kookaburra, whereas, it's done nothing on pretty slow, damp, turgid wickets. I don't really think it's offered what it was expected to offer, if that makes sense. And if we'd have had weather and the wickets would have been flatter, they'd have probably scored even more runs against it. So I don't know. Maybe that's something, you know, maybe it's a bit of a work in progress. I don't know. And maybe they're talking and thinking about what they might be able to do moving forwards.
I'd love to see the Kookaburra used for a game in July when the wickets will be harder, flatter. And there's a reason for that. I think that, you know, I mean, I've got no empirical data to back this up, but I suspect in round three of the county championship, most wickets have been taken by the dibbly dobblers, not the out and out pace bowlers. Whereas a Kookaburra in July, when the wickets are a lot flatter and harder, I think that they would be more conducive to a Mark Wood bowling in rockets at, you know, 95 mile an hour and, you know, pinging people on the head or getting them jumping, because those wickets then will be, you know, more conducive to maybe the pace that a Kookaburra offers compared to that of a Dukes. But we'll never find that out, I don't think, because I doubt that the ECB and Rob Key will allow a Kookaburra to be used, because I think they've always said that it's going to be for the first two games and then it's going to go back to the Kookaburra for the rest of the season. Sorry, back to the Dukes ball for the rest of the season.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Another, I mean, big shout-out this week. We talked about how many double hundreds and stuff there have been so far in the season with that Kookaburra ball, but Marcus Harris managed to score a double hundred this week against a Duke, which is no mean feat, especially in the conditions we've seen.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of double hundred. I mean, even Simo scored a double hundred last week in the last round. Crikey. That's how you know it's really flat when Simo scored a double hundred.
I'm sure he'll thank you for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, they did bowl him a lot of long half ollies, though, to be fair. Although, you know, good on him. You know, good friend of ours, good friend of the pod, Simo, great guy. And, you know, it's turning into what looks like a brilliant move for him down to the south coast at Hove, doesn't it? Captain in the side. And, I mean, another thing, what a great view he would have had with that Jaden Seals wicket. Was it today or yesterday?
I think it was yesterday. It was yesterday. Well, yeah, for those that haven't seen it, or definitely go and seek it out either on... In actual fact, it's all over the internet, but definitely go and look at Sussex's social media.
Yeah.
That stump is looking like it's going to impale fine leg. It goes out of shock because it's still tumbling.
Yeah. No, it's mental. I mean, Jay's obviously a very, very good international quality bowler, isn't he? But, you know, the amount of lateral movement that gets, that must have moved between 9 inches and a foot, you know, back into the right hander. He's thinking, oh, I'm leaving that all day. Next, you know, just looks absolutely dumbstruck, doesn't he? The fact that he's cleaned him up. But yes. So, IPL. Now,
They should use the Dukes. What? I mean, the way that they've been clobbering.
Yeah. I mean, the scores have been astronomical this year, haven't they? Unless
unless you're an RCB fan, of which I am, unfortunately. But yeah, I'm... You know, I think they've played 9 games, won 1, lost 8.
I mean, on all the talent in the world as well. I mean, you've got the leading run scorer in Kohli, who's proudly wearing that orange cap, knocking about the place. You know, Cameron Green, I saw him back yesterday. Clobbers Narayan for 6, 1 ball, tries to do it the next ball. You know, just when they shouldn't be losing wickets, they should, you know, they really should have won that game yesterday. And then holes out to Cow Corner the following ball. You know, people saying, oh, well, that's just the modern way. That's the way that people play. I'm pretty sure that Kohli would have been fuming. You know, there's still a situation to be played. I mean, Kohli's an interesting one, isn't he? Because he was convinced that he shouldn't have been given out because he thought it was a no ball on height. But because it was a slower ball and he bounced outside of his crease, I found this really interesting yesterday. They're obviously thinking about things like this because every batsman has been measured from his waist down to the ground prior to the tournament. So they've now got this, well, Hawkeye to a point, to, you know, they have split screens. Michael Gough was the third umpire. He's one of the best umpires in the world. And the trajectory of the ball, because it was dipping with it being a slower ball, would have passed him at the popping crease line at 92 centimetres. Well, his waist is 104 centimetres. So because he was out of his crease, he was like, doesn't matter, mate, doesn't matter. And so he was given out of court and bowl. Although, you know, from as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's a definite no ball. But obviously there's certain parameters now that they're looking at and work that's been done to make sure that it is fairer. You know, Colley was fuming, as you'd probably expect. But, you know, it's obviously something that they've been thinking about, and they've all the lads will be aware of you know, how they're doing it and why they were being measured, I guess, prior to the tournament. So it is what it is. I know the Sunrisers have been doing incredibly well. Now, I've been really busy and a bit here, there and everywhere, but are Sunrisers top of the log at the minute?
No, I don't think they are top of the log, but, well, they might be. But put it this way, you know what they're definitely top of the log for? That is runs scored.
Oh.
Sun Royals are top of the log. I just had a quick look. Yeah, they've scored. I mean, the Sunrisers have scored the two highest scores and are getting ever closer to that big 400. I mean, they've scored some huge, huge numbers.
400. I mean, 300. No one's ever done 300, have they?
Sorry, 300. Did I say 400? Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, they're getting closer and closer to that 300. I think they first scored the 277, then the 287. And then when Travis Head was going berserk the other day and they'd scored 110 off six overs, you'd thought 400, or never mind 300. So yeah, it was a phenomenal knock. The one person that I have to call out though, and this is really sort of making it lick your lips for the IP for the T20 World Cup that's coming up, is Josh Butler. My word, he is looking so good. He's really scored 100. He scored multiple 50s, looking good behind the stumps. You know, he's looking fresh as anything. So I think it's going to be really, really good for English cricket, especially Will Jacks, who's also doing really well for Rajasthan.
Yeah, got a few yesterday. Phil Salt yesterday got 48 off 14 balls.
Saw that, yeah.
That's almost a 400 strike rate, which is obscene.
Yeah. I mean, these boys are scoring runs at like some of the pace. I think, was it the same game or a different game? The Sunrisers game, when Travis Head was smashing it everywhere. A. Sharma, 46 off 12. He was going for the fastest 50. He tried to hit his 13th ball for four and was unfortunately caught on the boundary. I think that would have tied the fastest ever 50 on 13 balls. But, you know, it was just a phenomenal game to watch the Sunrisers there. It just, there's been so many. The one thing I haven't been able to do as yet is call out any bowlers. Just because the ball's been traveling. I mean, I was watching in that game yesterday when Royal Challengers Bangalore lost. Was it Stark? His three overs went for 60.
Something
I think.
Crazy, yeah.
I mean, he's one of those guys where you'd lock in, you know, decent economy, decent wickets. He's been traveling. Everyone's been traveling.
Mm. Well, wasn't Stark was the most expensive pick this year, I think, as well, wasn't he?
I think so. Wasn't it Cummins? Wasn't it Cummins, rather?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was Stark. Probably one,
could be.
One or two. Yeah, I thought it was Mitchell Stark. But yeah, no, it's hectic. One of the things that I did find interesting in that same game, though, watch it. Sunil Narain is going at about 6.5 economy and over, which is phenomenal when you consider everybody else is going the distance and some. Like the fact that Narain can still, you know, with all these different variations and deliveries and what have you. Yeah. I think he picked it.
Did I also score 100 this week?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah. He's worked very, very hard on his batting the last few years. And, you know, he's open for Surrey in the Blast quite a lot. He's now open for a few different franchise teams around the world. You know, just goes in.
Is he going to open for West Indies?
Say again.
Is he going to open for the West Indies?
No, I can't. I wouldn't think so. You know, that West Indies side, I wouldn't even know. Well, is he going to play in the West Indies side?
I think there's too much politics, right? That's why I was sort of going tongue-in-cheek there. I was like, oh. I mean, if the West Indies had less politics than South Africa, they might actually put out a decent side.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, the two countries, or two test-player nations, if you like, most famed for crazy political wranglings, if you like, within their cricket structures. Yeah, just time and time proving again that, you know, should they get it right, they've got the players to mount serious challenges. But for whatever reason, the arguments in boardrooms or whatever, just kind of, they're always stifling their opportunities to go out and win the big trophies. Our cricket draft game. Now, I really didn't want to talk about this, but I think it's only fair that we do talk about this. I'm about a million points behind my wife, which is dreadfully embarrassing. Robbo's about half a million points behind her, but you're carrying the flag for us, aren't you? You're the only one of the three of us ahead of Lisa at the moment.
Yes. I mean, there's 17 in our little group that we've got. I'm currently sitting eighth, a whole 900 points or first, I will say, which is, to put that into terms, that is an average week. In a game week, that is. John Welsh leading at the moment on 4,676. Other notable mentions, Will Noble on 4,035 in fourth. I'm sitting down in eighth on 3,732. Blake's not far behind me on 3,725. Lisa, 10th, 3,352. Rooster Pete.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is in 17th on 1,770. And you'll be happy to know, Jono, you are not last. You are second last in 16th on 2,141, with Robbo in 14th, 2,606 points. So, yeah, we've got some catching up to do. I mean, you know, second place has to get a mention in Dante. It's almost like he knows how to play the game, seeing as he's the creator of it.
It's funny how Dante seems to do really well at this, isn't it? Yeah, maybe we can get some tips from him. Yeah, I'm not very good at this, but my problem is, though, that every week I look at who scored runs, and then I think, oh, well, I'm going to put them in my side, and then they they basically decide that they don't want to score any more runs or take any more wickets, and so, you know.
I did see that with Sam Northeast after he scored that triple 100. I saw you pick him, and I was like, I'm not sure that's the... do you know what? I haven't changed my side at all. It's the same side that I picked in week one.
It'd be interesting to see, actually, had I have left my side, how I would be doing. Probably equally as badly. I might even be one place worse off, to be fair. But yeah, no, I don't really have time to commit to things like this. And looking at it, it's not really how my brain works, to be honest. But, you know, it's a bit of fun, isn't it? I think the cricket draft's a wonderful thing. It's a good chance for us to engage with some of our listeners across something a little bit different. And yeah, it's just a nice little fun thing to do. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten that I need to organise the prizes and the spot prizes. You will all be aware that in cricket, as a cricket manufacturer, this time of year is I would love to be able to just hide under a rock for the next kind of 2 months and sleep and kind of hibernate. But unfortunately, at this time of year, that is a non-option for me. But yeah, lots of stuff going, exciting stuff going on at Woodstock HQ, which is nice. Just trying to keep my head straight, to be honest. I'm a bit here, there and everywhere. Got a couple of days now to kind of decompress and play a bit of cricket, which I'm looking forward to. But yeah, I think that's kind of where I am at the minute. I mean, I am very excited to take the field with you on Wednesday. I looked at my spikes earlier, and unless we're playing in Abu Dhabi on Wednesday or tomorrow, then I think I might quickly look like I'm kind of running in on an ice rink because... My spikes are basically nowhere to be seen at all.
You're not going to get blood pressure, which is good. So, you know, there's look at the positive. You're not going to have to worry about hard ground, the big spike that's going to be pushing into the ball of your foot or the heel of your foot.
Yeah.
Which spikes you're on.
Yeah. So, and the other great thing is that I've left all my kit at the office. So I now need to make another hour-long detour tomorrow to go and pick that up, which is nice, as if I didn't have enough to do. But yeah,
it's like getting those miles in those kilometers or miles on your car.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to pay the what is it, London charge for
Ulez, yes.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah, I enjoy that about coming to London. I've got to drive to London twice this week.
£12.50 for drive for the privilege of driving in outer London, anyway.
Yeah, can't wait. So, but yeah, no, I am genuinely excited about this week. It'll be nice to get back out there. Although, to be honest, obviously now I've retired from league cricket, I spent a lot of Saturday just driving to a few different grounds. Some on my own in the morning, some with Rafferty in the afternoon, and just watching some cricket. And for someone who's always worried about how they would feel not playing, I must say I really, really enjoyed it. You know, it's a completely different perspective on the game, but I'm kind of at peace. I'm completely at peace with not playing league cricket. I've probably got another, I reckon I've got 16 to 18 games this year anyway, but it's midweek cricket rather than weekend cricket. So it means that I can have my family time, I can have my golf time, and still play the amount of cricket that I want to. So I suppose I'm even more fortunate now than I probably was when I was playing cricket at the weekend. So it's kind of worked out quite nicely, to be honest.
Just without the pressure, right? You know, league is a little bit more competitive. I don't want to say it's, you know, midweek cricket's not competitive. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, at the end of the season, I guess you're going to look back and go, well, I've played a lot of cricket with my mates, but you know, if there's a trophy to be won, would I have won it? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but my trophy this year is securing full-time MCC membership, isn't it? So that's, there's still something on this year for me. So I'm kind of, looking forward to getting a second ball dug, probably kicked it right in front of middle tomorrow. It might last four to 10 balls on Wednesday. And then just keep piling up the pressure on myself to have to get a couple of scores throughout the rest of my life.
Nothing like a positive attitude.
Absolutely. I've had that driven out of me by my apparent friends in inverted commas over the years. So I'm just going to see what the cricket.
I'll tell you what, with mates like Ed, who needs enemies, as they say.
Exactly. So, well, look, Eugene, bearing in mind, I do have to get up extremely early in the morning to travel to my first game. I think we should. I mean, we've got no stupid Simon, so we've got no stupid Simon, stupid Quinn.
No, right? Yeah, he's sorely missed, unfortunately.
He is, I mean, bless him.
But everybody's allowed to take a holiday once in a while.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm not sure he'll be missing us while he's in BJ's, wherever he is. You know, I'm sure he'll be having a lovely time. And he won't even know that we're doing this, quite frankly. He will not care one bit.
A little bit warmer than it is here in the UK at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. What a time to lose all your cricket whites and all your cricket jumpers. Two games in the next 2 days in 5 degrees, whatever it's going to be. So, yeah, cannot wait. But, yeah, we'll be back with you next week. Full compliment, I would imagine. It should be all three of us. And, yeah, I don't know. Have we got any guests lined up? Maybe we should. We should look at that, shouldn't we?
Yeah, let's stick to just talking about cricket while we play cricket. We can barely keep ourselves on track. We don't want any people to try and hold and get in touch with.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we will hopefully be a little bit more organised with the three of us next week. Sorry that we weren't around last week. There was a very good reason for that. Simon and I were on a golf trip. It was the Sunday of the Masters. I was saying to Simon, look, we need to try and record early because as soon as we see him from the telly and have a couple of beers and have dinner, we're not going to be in a mood to record a podcast. He went, no, we'll be fine. I'll make us do it. We'll be on for 9 o'clock. The next time I looked at my phone, I had a really angry message from you. Assuming you'll come up then.
I was sitting there at 9 o'clock going, where is everyone? As usual on a Sunday. And I was like, cool, we're not recording this week. All right, cheers, lads.
So yeah, sorry. That's our bad. We absolutely massively let you down.
All good.
But yes, I will buy you a drink on Wednesday to make up for it. I promise not to run you out. Mainly because I'll be long gone by the time you come in, no doubt. But yes, yeah, very, very much looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday and to be back with you guys again next week. But until then, ta-ta for now.
See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.